now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, and we're going to talk right now with Diana West, who blogs at dianawest.net and is the author of two great books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. Diana, I wanted to talk about a piece you wrote about a fairly brutal imposition of police state power in the UK. Tommy Robinson is a gentleman who has been on the forefront of a lot of protest movements. He was one of the founders and leaders of the English Defense League, but since then has been with Pegida, talking about the growing invasion of Europe and especially the UK by migrants with no intention of assimilation. Apparently, all of this has put Tommy and his family so far afoul of the British government that he is basically at this point free to be deposed from public spaces. Can you tell us a little bit about what they actually did to him and his young kids?
Tommy Robinson, his name may not be familiar to most Americans, even at this point, but he is one of the greatest heroes of our time. The courage of this man is inspiring. To stand up for his country, for the perpetuation of Western civilization, just little things like that, at such personal cost. He's gone to prison, he's been beaten, he's been threatened, his family has been threatened. I mean, what this man goes through, because what he is, he has stood up to the British state. He is an enemy of the British state, but I consider him an ally of freedom. So that tells you really where Britain is. This most recent event, which is just the latest in a series of just horrible events in this man's life, violence and threats and all the rest in prison, as I've mentioned, he went to a pub in Cambridge with a couple of his friends and among them their seven children. So three fathers and seven kids went to watch football in the restaurant side of a grand old British pub, the kind that American tourists at least used to want to go to, and was accosted, was harassed, was, and this is all on film, which is on my website and elsewhere, I think the thing has gone viral at this point, by a set of British police who simply wanted him to leave because, as you noted, his very presence in public is deemed a provocation. Sitting there with his children watching football on a weekend day with his friends. And he is, in this video, rightly exercised, asking what he's done, asking how a free man in a free society can be so threatened by police. And you're watching it, and you're looking at the faces of the police. And I mean, all I can think of is situations that must have taken place in Germany, Austria, the Soviet Union, where similarly brave individual patriots would be harassed by the growing police state. And this is why it's so terribly frightening and why it's important to Americans. I think we don't even realize how far Britain has gone. And the whole episode is on camera with Tommy Robinson's own commentary later. The worst of it, and if people hang on long enough, the video that I've seen is about 17 minutes long, takes place around minute 15 when he does leave. He's already been given a citation, but he does leave with his friends and all these children whom you don't see, of course, but you start to hear little girls crying because the police follow them down the street, kind of in that way that a gang might, you know, slowly, menacingly, without losing the distance between them, you know, the way you get that terrible feeling if you're being followed. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying.
And as you said, I guess the question he's asking is, how can this happen to a free man in a free society?
Yes.
It can't. Because at the point that this is what the government has and exercises the power to do, it's no longer a free society. You know, once you enforce pre-crime, and when you decide that just because someone has exercised a right to be in public, but they are someone the state disagrees with, they're going to shut them down, I think you rightly compare it to those other police states, to those other totalitarian societies. And it makes you wonder, what side is the British government on?
Yes, well, this is exactly what I think is so important about the incident, what it symbolizes, and more than symbolizes, what it actually manifests. the British state, as in all these other Western countries, this is not unique to Britain, of course, the British state is becoming a secure, it's like a super security state that wishes to enforce the peace, in other words, to ensure that there is no terrible amount of violence. But by doing so, it is not standing up for the freedom of its own individual citizens. It is simply anticipating the kind of Islamic violence, I suppose, that could take place by preempting normal, regular citizens from actually exercising their rights as free people. I mean, this is, I think, what we're going to see in terms of the invasiveness of the state, the continued high-grade security, metal checks, you know, bomb checks, our own communications being subject to state scrutiny. All of this is kind of where you see Germany, of course, moving, other countries in Europe moving, to being this very, beyond Orwellian, more like a Stasi-like state, where everybody is under surveillance as the only means by which any kind of civil life can continue. Because there are so many violent actors, there are so much chaos, there is so much dissent and just tension between elements that are promoting Sharia, the whole Islamization movement, and those who want to exist as they always have in their traditional Christian Judeo-humanistic societies that are not compatible with this new Islamization. So the only thing the state is left to do is to be a police state, literally, in order to function at any level, but it is not a level that permits freedom. And when you see someone like Tommy Robinson persecuted, he is an example because of his, he is sort of like this virtuosic person. Obviously, he did not go through the education system to the highest levels, which is why he's still such a normal, patriotic person, but he is a virtuosic and magnificent kind of human being who simply does not take it. And when you persecute him as one single individual who stands up, you are setting an example for the rest. And the rest are much more like sheep, and so they see what happens to Tommy Robinson, and so it becomes a means of controlling. I mean, what Orwell wrote about was something that was manifested under totalitarian societies, under communism, under more briefly lived fascism, but certainly under communism and socialism in the Central Eastern and parts of Europe and the Soviet Union and China and elsewhere that the communist totalitarianism flourished. But here, yes, we see the same trappings, the same mechanisms, and the same eradication of freedom in these supposedly free world countries. And that is what I think is very hard for people to grasp, although these kinds of things, I think, are sinking in more and more as we see this flexing of the state, this really nasty and completely unlawful kind of behavior. I mean, that's where you go totalitarian, is when the law no longer matters, where it becomes the decision of a person that somebody is a problem, regardless of the law. Obviously, Tommy Robinson was breaking no law. And indeed, the security people at the pub, because, of course, in our Islamizing Europe, we have to have security people even at pubs, come up to the police and say, hey, he's been here all afternoon. We're having no problems with him. We, you know, what's the issue? There's no issue with him. They actually intercede on his behalf. Doesn't matter. He's got to get out. And again, this sets an example. This sets an example. You don't need a gulag system. That really didn't work. It was kind of a no-win situation at a certain point. The slave labor was very important to the Soviet Union and elsewhere. But all you need, they've learned in Europe to control, is to take these individuals and put them in jail, put them on trial. We've seen all these free speech cases and our friends in Denmark, like Lars Hedegaard, Geert Wilders, of course, they get tied up and their lives become hostage to the state in these manners, and it sets an example. So people who don't wish to undergo this kind of test, they submit. And it's, again, like you mentioned, it's in concert with the Islamization forces, and this is why Europe is such a terribly lost continent at this point.
Diana West, thank you so much for pointing out this this amazing crushing of liberty and freedom in the United Kingdom.
Thank you, Jim.
Up next, we will be talking with Stephen Rademacher about the growing dangers of nuclear proliferation. This is Jim Hansen, and you're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.